Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1386. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dalif Bemer Bar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rem Moshe and Lirafu Shalema Sara Bas Fega Liba. Okay, today I'd like to start a new inyan. Okay, so we finished the Melacha Machatech, like we mentioned last couple of Shiurim. We still have quite a few Melachas, about eight or so roughly to go. Many of them are pretty quick, but before we go further in the Melachos, I just want to go through an inyan that comes up constantly, and people are constantly asking, and myself also. We have to sort of get straight to an extent. It's hard to get it 100%, but we want to try and figure out what, when, and where the issues could come up, and that is what we call hachana l'chol, hachana l'yom acher. Brings down the Sefer Klolim, and I just want to try and work a little bit out of the Sefer Klolim. He has a sefer that's split up into one of his many various different sefarim that he wrote on the various different malachas, but this one he wrote on rechitza, washing on Shabbos, which we're not going to get into right now at all. And half of it is rechitza, and half of it is hachana l'yom acher, doing preparations for a different day. Now, when we say a different day, what about for a different Shabbos? We'll get into all that. We'll try and go down the line. We'll try and work somewhat out of his sefer, maybe varying off a little bit here and there, seeing the Shulchan Aruch a little bit, some various of his farm. But I would like to work as his sefer as a foundation, because he wrote a whole section on half his sefer actually on Achana Liyoyim Acher Achana L'chol. Okay, so be it as it may, just to start off. So he says like this. He says like this. Up on top. Asa b'Shabbos lasayis ba'ula shemachina letzarech chol. You can't do something on Shabbos, a action. Right. We'll see what exactly that involves, but something that is whereby you're preparing for the week. Letzarech chol for the week. Okay. So now the question is good. I'm not doing a malacha. Or does it entail a malacha? In other words, we know we have lametes malachas. We have the 39 malachas. So is it something that I'm doing a malacha? No. So he says, afilu kasheinei oise is a malacha, even though somebody might not be doing a malacha. In other words, the action that they're doing is actually allowed, right? It won't be allowed because it's preparation for the week, but the actual action itself is an action that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. But the outcome, the person wants it. The reason why they're doing it is for preparation for the week, whatever the case might be, which will, of course, we'll get into the practical applications, Bezras Hashem. Even though one does not do a actual Isser per se, as far as I did one of the Lamites Malachas, so that's one of the Lamites Malachas. It doesn't matter where, if a person Chas V'Shalom is over one of the Lamites Malachas, it doesn't make a difference if they do it for Shabbos itself or for after Shabbos, right? That's two totally different things. It would make a difference after Shabbos, so you would have two problems. You would have a Chana L'chol and the Malacha, but be it as it may, the action itself, if one would do it for Shabbos, it would be okay. The fact that they're doing it for after Shabbos, that what makes it problematic. Okay. So that's number one. Let's see. Next he says, very simple. How far of an action does it have to be? Does it have to be something that's, tircha ba'alma, as they say, a big tircha, like something, I'm exerting a lot of energy or something along those lines. I'm moving around my couch, I'm schlepping items or whatever it might be. I have to exert a lot of energy. Or even if there's something not such a physical thing, but I'm doing a major action. I have to walk down the block and whatever, go here, go there. It's going to take time. It's a tircha and so on. Is that what would fall under the halachas of hachana l'chol? Or do we say just even a small action, rak tircha b'alma katana, he says. Even a small little action, he brings down, even such a thing, a small little action, and we'll see what that's all about, would entail a problem of hachana l'chol if a person does it for not for Shabbos. So now he gives an interesting, very interesting, again, quoting from various different sources in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, before we go further as to what are some of the examples, we have to know that in general, The preparations for a weekday, which are not allowed, is not really, again, it's not a siman in the Shulchan Aruch per se. Like we know, you know, various different malachas do have their own siman. Some malachas share a siman, like in siman Shin Chof Aleph, it's shared by quite a few malachas, food malachas. You have Bishul cooking, which has quite a few malachas in itself. So some of the various different malachas and some of the various different isurim, like muksa has quite a number of simanim, right? Shin ches, shin tes, and so on, shin yud aleph, whatever. Muksa has quite a number of simanim, which are basically for muksa per se. You have hoitza, you have carrying, which has simanim. So there are various different malachas and various different isurim, amira lenachri, right? What you could tell a guy to do has its own siman to an extension, chafei. So various different isurim, besides the malachas itself, do have their own siman in Hilchas Shabbos. When it comes to achana l'chol, achana liyam acher, preparations for after Shabbos, for a different, for not that Shabbos day, when it's us and when it's not, there is no straight up siman in Shulchan Aruch. There are little bits here and there, which sometimes makes it a little bit more complicated. That's why we want to try and work out of a sefer like the beautiful sefer Klolim, which with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help makes it a lot easier. And then from there, we'll try and look up little bits and pieces in the Shulchan Aruch itself and see how the Meshibura and so on, how they quote it. Okay. So just to start off, so he says like this, and in ice number 5, it's on page actually Chavav, whatever the case is, he says like this, he brings from Mishabura, which hopefully next year we'll get a little bit more into, Reish Nun Dalet, Simen Reish Nun Dalet, Sifkat Nem Gimel, Sha'osa Lahechen Mishabas L'chol, and he's quoting again the Mishabura, where that says, Sifkat Nem Gimel, I'm sorry, that he says, Sha'osa Lahechen Mishabas L'chol, you can't do a preparation from Shabbos for the weekday. So he says, quoting the Mishabura, feel the tiltal b'yalma, even just moving something, even tiltal b'yalma, even just moving something. So he gives an example, which we'll end off in this, and we'll try and get into a little bit more next upcoming year. Tanner, a person takes out the bread from the oven. Just moving a chayfetz, an item, from one place to another. So that's a small action. I move something from one place to another. I took the bread out of the oven. There's no problem of bishul, no issue over here of cooking or the oven opening, closing. That's not the issue over here. I'm doing it for Sunday, right? I'm doing it for Motzi Shabbos. Can't do that, even though I said, well, what did I do? I just moved I moved one item from here to there, or I took something out of the oven. Again, we'll see, obviously, a lot more about this upcoming shiurim. But he wants to say that's how far preparation, if it's not for Shabbos itself, that's how far it will go. And you didn't do an Isser. If I move one item from one place to another, it's not muksa. Let's say this item I'm moving is not muksa, but I moved it with the intent, right? For whatever the case is, for tomorrow, for Sunday, or for Motzei Shabbos. So then you're running into a problem of hachana liyom acha, preparation for another day. Okay, so we'll continue next time. Just wanted to get it started. I wanted to get started this inyan, all important, extremely important inyan. And we want to see all the various different ins and outs. And then, Bezras Hashem, we hope to get back to the Lametes Malachas and finish that and move on from there. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.